Well, we may already be 2 months into the year, but how the rest of 2015 plays out could very well be influenced by what we've learned from last year. I'm talking specifically about internet security. And to guide us through the latest report is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Trend Micro has just published a report breaking down the kinds of online threats encountered in Australia or was focusing on Australia from last year. And in the process, discovered that on a global scale, we seem to be quite a big target. Is that right?
We definitely are, Andy, and that's not the best news that we can have. So we found that, you know, Australians have one of the highest levels of internet usage and access to the internet in the world. And this has come, you know, down from our love of tech devices. And Australians has got so many, not just PCs and notebooks these days, but iPads and tablets and internet-enabled mobile phones. And we're on them all the time, and we're just streaming and downloading. And this has just made us such a much bigger target for the money-hungry cybercrims out there.
So the more devices we have, we really are painting that larger target for the cybercriminals to aim at, aren't we?
Hey, listen, we don't need to go very far to see how many devices we've got. When you get on a train and you can see how many people are sort of just looking down at their phones, and you even talk about people going to dinners now, and there are games where everyone's going to put their phone on the table to stop people actually looking at their phones through dinner. So it definitely is something we do a lot of.
I do like that game. If anyone's not aware of it, you sit down for lunch at a cafe, everyone puts their phones facing down in the middle of the table, and the first person to pick up their phone for any reason has to pay for the meal. I love that game. Now, moving on, malware infections, malicious URLs, and mobile threats all topped the list of dangers in 2014. Can you give us some examples of how these have played out on our devices?
Yeah, so look, malware is probably one of the most basic ones. And this is largely delivered to us through spam emails and malicious URLs. So whether you're on your laptop or your mobile, you click on a link inside of an email, which is a spam email, and you either get a bad bit of software or go to an unwitting URL. So that is something that's sort of really basic. But what we're seeing the growth in is more of the malicious URLs, where you can actually go online and do a Google search and you have a look at results and you click on what you think is the right link, but actually it's a malicious URL which is masquerading itself as the real thing. And then finally we're seeing a lot more mobile threats being delivered by malicious apps. So you download an app onto your device and unwittingly in the background, it is doing things to steal your data or gain access to your financial information or even send you a premium SMS.
And that's the same with malicious URLs. The other side of clicking through to that malicious URL is something similar, isn't it? A device to get your information?
Yeah, they're there to get your information, so therefore they can do some level of financial harm to you. So if it's a malicious URL pretending to be your bank, you go and put in your normal account number and your password, it then goes to the real website, puts in your account number and password, gets access to all your information and starts moving your funds offshore or just to another bank account, basically.
Yeah, and just how significant was the impact of these things in the last year?
The real significance for us is that we saw malware detections really remain consistent. But what we saw the largest growth in is malicious URLs. So we actually saw that those were up about 3% last year from 2013, as well as a lot more being hosted inside of Australia. So we're seeing that this crime has come from just being purely overseas to actually being very focused on Australia and quite targeted attacks. And then finally in mobile, because we can't forget we're getting attacked there, this is where we saw one of the largest growths with a doubling of the number of apps out there that are in some way malicious and out there to harm you.
That's pretty scary. Now, people still ask me, what about spam? It used to be, you know, sort of the top of people's pet hate list. It's obviously a global problem, spam, but is it getting any better for Australians?
Well, this is one bit of good news out there for us, but there's also a bad lining, unfortunately, hidden inside of it. So the good news is that the amount of spam has actually dropped slightly from us there. So we saw a little less than a million less bits of spam out there in 2014 compared to 13. But what this is indicative of is that we've seen a lot more targeted attacks. So here is where they're actually coming straight at you. So spam is quite a lot like a shotgun approach where you just throw a whole lot out there and hope some people will come back. And what we're seeing a lot more these days is targeted text coming into us exactly as the person that we are. Right. So therefore, there's less volume needed because they're targeted, and unfortunately, that's the downside to the reduction in spam.
Yeah, it used to be the message would go out to a couple of million people, and if they just got 10, then they'd be all set.
Correct, and now what they do is they've got a confirmed list of 100,000 people, and they just go out to them, and they still get their 10, if not 20 people back off that smaller amount of list.
Going back to malicious URLs, with those on the increase, what can we attribute that to? I mean, how are users being caught out, and what's the potential impact of those malicious URLs?
Well, the malicious URLs are basically being brought out there for the targeted attacks. So this is where we're most concerned. And why are they on the increase? Well, we're just straight out seeing that people are doing more and more things online. You know, when you go back a few years, online banking was just starting out. Now online banking is something almost every Australian does. Mm. Everyone's in some way or form doing online shopping. We're browsing more, and we're just spending more and more time connected. So we're getting ourselves more open. And what we find interesting and in a lot of people I talk to is that where we take a lot of precautions face-to-face, if we're going through a bad part of a city, we're very cautious. If we go in to buy from a shop, we make sure that we watch where our credit card goes and everything there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we do things online, we seem to have this carefree attitude. We don't really check that there is a secure lock on the website we're going to. We don't really check that we've gone to the correct company's website. And we seem to download a lot more things and purchase a lot more things from companies that we've never heard of. And this is where the malicious URLs being on the increase is starting to affect us quite largely.
You know, I mentioned spam, but also, you know, back in the good old days of computer viruses, it was all about maybe a floppy disk that came from some, you know, unknown origin or an attachment in an email that caught people out. But now cyber criminals seem to be really good at using social engineering, Lewis, to catch out unsuspecting victims. And that's getting worse as well.
Well, with a new cycle that's moved from, you know, once a day you get home and watch the 6 o'clock news to almost 24/7, and you want to know the latest within minutes of it happening. Mm. And, we look at some of the recent disasters and how quickly the information spread out. You know, these criminals are onto this so much faster than we've ever seen before. In 2014, we saw some of the top social engineering lures were, you know, pitted around events such as the Soccer World Cup, which they know about, the iPhone 6 launch, you know, which these things are sort of preordained, but it also, how quickly we saw social engineering lures come out about things like the MH17 and 370 plane disasters that go on. And when we look at this year, there are so many events that we can see it coming around. We'll see things such as the Cricket and Rugby World Cups come out, and also the Star Wars movies, and naturally the Royal Baby. But locally, when Taylor Swift will tour here later in the year, yeah, no doubt we're going to see some social engineerings around that, as people just want to know what's going on. And our desire just to click and not actually check what we're clicking on is leading to these taking off more and more.
I mean, that's a tricky one. Obviously, a good internet security product can help us out there, but also it's we've got to kind of get it right in our heads too, have a bit of common sense around these things, right?
Yeah, well, like a good internet security app, like the one that we sell, will actually, as soon as we detect that this is a bad site, mm-hmm, we'll mark it as such for you and warn you before you click on it. But at the end of the day, what I always say to people, it's about vigilance and it's just about thinking about it. If you haven't heard of this website before that's suddenly giving you the information, is it right or wrong? It doesn't mean you don't click on an article that's on smh.com.au or news.com.au or one of those big websites. But if you see something that just doesn't look right, you know, check what you do before you go there. You wouldn't just walk into a random store without a sign on the front of it if you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
You'd actually check where you're going and the address, and we've got to do the same stuff online.
Hey, now, just going back to mobile apps, you mentioned before that the amount of sort of rogue mobile apps has pretty much doubled, and so it's another constantly growing threat. This seems to have really gotten out of control, but is it just limited to Android platform? We talk a lot about that in recent times, but what's the story there?
Oh, no, look, we're seeing these guys finding ways to also get into iOS, which is something that, you know, Apple's been very good at, of actually trying to keep a lot of those malicious apps out of their app store, and they are the best at it. But the people have found newer, more different ways to get around, that it's not actually particularly in the app that's in the app store. For example, there'll be a malicious URL embedded in an email that goes out to iOS users.
Right.
One of the ones that came out last year, which was quite interesting, is that there was a malicious URL that people who had a Mac computer would click on. It would then load the virus onto their Mac computer, which did nothing to the Mac computer. However, when they connected their iPhone to their Mac to sync or to charge or to do anything else like that, the virus would then connect through to their iPhone and get their information from their iPhone that way. So there are multiple ways and multiple attack vectors, and every time we shut down one, the cyber criminals are very effective at finding a different one that will allow you in there. So it doesn't matter how protected we all think we are, and there are a lot of big companies last year who got hacked who thought that they were well protected. Mm. The cyber criminals will eventually figure a way to get around that.
So in terms of protection, it's a case of, depending on what platform you're on, getting your internet security suite in there, but also only getting your apps from a reputable source, right?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before, Andy, like where you would make sure you buy a bit of software from a big company like a Microsoft or an Adobe or a Quicken. You know, we also say the same thing. Don't just download free apps out of your app store and be careful of the URLs you click on, because if something's for free, these people have people working there who are getting paid. You've got to question how they're going to get paid. Well, they're making money somehow out of that app and somehow out of you, therefore, and what's that really behind it? And if you don't know up front, then that's something to be concerned about.
And just to wrap up, Tim, making our New Year's resolutions for 2015, by now hopefully you've got a few in place, but I'm thinking maybe people need to make some resolutions for the year in terms of internet security and privacy this year. What are some of the things that people should be, you know, laying out and putting in place?
Well, some of the things for us is that we tell people that we're sharing more and more online in the social media world. So make sure you're always checking your privacy settings and who's seeing the information that you're posting online. That to us would be number one. The next thing is really read those permissions on an app before you install it onto your mobile device.
Yeah.
Make sure it's from a reputable source and see what kind of information it's asking access to and whether it should really have that. The other thing is that, you know, with more and more free Wi-Fi around, really be careful that when you're connecting to free Wi-Fi that you don't do any shopping or banking. That's where a lot of people are skimming what information is flowing in through that Wi-Fi router,
right,
and they're taking your information away from you. And finally, we do definitely recommend people get some sort of credible security software onto their devices that helps you out with all that, because we all do lead busy lives and we just need something there to help remind us and help protect us when these kind of things do go wrong.
Great tips there. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks for your time, Andy.